Health workers are among the most highly exposed to COVID-19, but a disturbingly high number of New South Wales healthcare staff are yet to receive their first vaccination. Vaccine hesitancy is being blamed, and experts say that's a result of poor messaging from health authorities. Michael Edwards has this report.
Another four-digit number for New South Wales, 1,116 new COVID cases over the past 24 hours. But the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, is insistent we have to start concentrating on another figure, the state's high vaccination rates.
It's very pleasing to note that New South Wales is demonstrating our capacity for record vaccination rates, leading the nation. And I just want to remind everybody that September is the month when we're asking everybody to get ready. Get vaccinated if you're an individual, and if you're a business, start dusting off your COVID safety plan. Make sure that your employees are vaccinated so that we can get back to life at 70% double dose vaccination, which we anticipate will happen somewhere around the middle of October.
But there is concern over vaccination rates in an extremely vulnerable sector of the community, healthcare workers. New South Wales Health Department figures show 82% of clinical staff, including doctors, nurses and allied health workers, have received one dose, with just over three quarters fully vaccinated. That's almost one in five workers right on the front line of the pandemic, completely exposed.
It should be higher. We'd like to see all health workers get jabbed as soon as possible.
Jared Hayes is the national president of the Health Services Union. He says vaccine hesitancy is a problem, but one that can be solved with clear messaging.
Sometimes they just need to have that discussion, have that education, be able to sort of address their concerns as opposed to just saying, do it now or else.
Experts point to a range of factors making it difficult to convince all frontline workers to get jabs. Professor Julie Leask is from the University of Sydney's School of Nursing and Midwifery.
So there's hesitancy issues, confidence in the vaccine, worries about the safety of vaccines, maybe a lack of trust in those recommending vaccination. But there's also going to be practical issues, like there will be still staff who are very busy in their jobs. They're struggling to find time to take off work. It might be a cost to them. They may want to wait for a time when they can have the, you know, minor side effects the next day when they might feel a bit off colour. There might be a lack of on-site vaccination, and we know that on-site vaccination at a workplace makes vaccination very convenient and easy to do, and that can make a big difference to coverage.
It's another concern for a health system already under severe strain. 917 COVID patients are hospitalised. 150 of them are in intensive care, with 66 of those ventilated. What impact is this having on hospital staff? Michelle Rosentreter from the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association and a senior ICU nurse in a metropolitan Sydney hospital told of her experiences on RN Breakfast.
One ventilated patient will remain with you for weeks. So as you layer them on, as you stack more and more ventilated patients and more people requiring ECMO or dialysis and all those other things, you've still got all your regular ICU consumers that may need us. So we've got hot and cold ICUs. We don't mix them, fair enough. But the burden is that you're stacked quite heavily with those intensive care patients. There's no downtime.
The burden is falling on three hospitals, Westmead, Liverpool and Nepean, all in areas with high numbers of COVID cases. The mayors of 12 local governments in these areas have written to the Premier wanting an audience. The Mayor of Canterbury-Bankstown, Carlos Faure, says the request has been ignored.
This is a right royal snub for our community and the over 2 million people we all represent.
Locked down, locked out of their livelihoods and looking for a way out.
Michael Edwards.